This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. When Vice President Joe Biden was in North Carolina this week, welcoming troops home from war, he said, "The job of our warriors is not done."
The people who attacked the United States on 9/11, too many of them are alive and well in Pakistan.
The Obama administration says rooting out militants in Pakistan is crucial to success in Afghanistan, just across the border. This week, we've been talking about the administration's new approach to the region. Today, the view from Pakistan. Talat Masood was a general in Pakistan's army. He spoke to us from Islamabad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Pakistan welcomed this new policy by the Obama administration officially. What does Pakistan like about this policy?
Well, I think the major portion which it liked was the economic assistance, because it needs economic assistance very direly. And also, Pakistan has always been an ally of the U.S. and hopes its relations with America would improve. But there are still the differences.
Well, that gets us to several things, one of them being the U.S. unmanned aircraft strikes in Pakistan, the drones used over Pakistan. U.S. officials say the drone attacks are an essential strategy to kill militants in Pakistan. But in Pakistan, there's real outrage.
Absolutely. This has become a symbol of nationalism, and it only gives a leverage to the militant forces and all those opposed to alliance with America that, look, on one hand, they say that they are allies. On the other hand, they don't even trust you. And what they also do is highlight collateral damage that is caused and then whip up anti-Americanism.
Still, though, the militancy within Pakistan, there are suicide bombings, there are attacks that kill a lot of Pakistanis. Is there no sense that these drone attacks might, in some sense, be helping Pakistan?
Well, ultimately, this war needs to have a lot of support of the people of Pakistan. It may be killing certain militants. Some people may be even quite happy about it. But on the whole, it seems it is creating a very unfavorable reaction.
General Masood, you spoke about a problem with trust. That is, Pakistan and the U.S. not trusting each other. One of the issues the U.S. has, there's a concern that the intelligence services there that are, in fact, sympathetic to or even helpful to the Taliban and to other militants.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a very sore point at the moment. Both the countries agree we have to wipe off terrorism from Pakistan. But at the same time, there are militant organizations we have to keep in contact in order to understand their thinking. It doesn't mean that they are supportive of them. And I think there the difference becomes so acute, the Americans start thinking that we are supporting certain militants.
So to be clear, the intelligence agencies do talk to the militants, to Al-Qaeda and to the Taliban,
Maybe some of them maybe remain in touch or have in the past been in touch because of the historical reasons. Some of these militants were previously partners, and they played a very major role in sort of dismantling the Soviet occupation. This is being misconstrued as something that Pakistan is playing a double game.
Let me, though, ask you just straightforwardly. General David Petraeus has just said that in the recent past, the intelligence service of Pakistan tipped off militants when their positions were endangered. That's not just talking to them, that's helping them.
Yeah, I know of the statement, and I think it has created a great outrage. This matter has to be genuinely cleared, because with such suspicion, I think it completely sort of shatters the confidence and creates doubts in both countries.
Well, it certainly illustrates how complex the relationship is between the U.S. and Pakistan, whereas it's quite a bit more straightforward between the U.S. and Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think the relationship is very complex, because Pakistan thinks the real problem is in Afghanistan. And whatever has happened to the Northwest Frontier Province is as a consequence of the instability in Afghanistan. And now the focus is so much on Pakistan that the U.S. and the world is trying to give an impression as though the entire problem is in Pakistan. At the moment, it is now a common problem.
Well, sir, I just have one last question. Again, the top American commander for Iraq and Afghanistan, General Petraeus, testified to Congress last week that militant extremists in Pakistan, and I'm quoting him here, could literally take down their state. What is your response to that?
I think it's a very serious threat. I fully agree that it's an extremely serious threat. But surely Pakistan's top leadership needs to understand that the gravity of the situation is such that unless they have a very strong vision to sort of stabilize Pakistan, Pakistan can go through a very difficult period, which could be dangerous.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Speaking to us from Islamabad, Talat Masood. He's a defense analyst who served as a lieutenant general in Pakistan's army. Tomorrow, we'll get the view from Afghanistan.